The amount of available cape also naturally plays a role in convective potential, with large capes tending to increase the size, depth, and strength of individual cells. But it's not just more cape equals more storms. You've got to factor in forcing. Are thunderstorms developing on a prefrontal trough along an outflow boundary, a cold front, or the sea breeze? And the way that storms will interact with any available shear in a developing cold pool. A sea breeze storm developing in a weak shear environment will probably be single-celled, short-lived, and propagate slowly. A series of cells developing just along and ahead of a cold front with strong large-scale ascent from an approaching trough in a modestly unstable and highly sheared environment might be ripe to become a well-organized MCS with high damaging wind potential.